VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that raids targeting about 2,000 undocumented immigrants are underway, as promised by the Trump administration last week. The raids were expected to focus on nine major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. In Miami, Atlanta, and Baltimore, churches and lawyers were standing by offering sanctuary to anyone worried about being detained. Activists told immigrants not to open their doors to agents unless a warrant is produced. They are also telling anyone arrested not to say anything or sign anything unless a lawyer is present. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open the doors. New York City Council Member Carlos Menchaca says that activists work helping educate immigrants on their rights have already paid off in two attempted raids in his neighborhood.
The message of knowing your rights, not to open the door, not to speak to ICE agents, is working. Those were two unsuccessful attempts to remove people from our neighborhood. And so that's what's working, and that's what we're going to try to do the rest of this week.
Supporters of President Donald Trump see the raids as the fulfillment of a campaign promise to crack down on immigrants. Critics call the raids inhumane. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry has weakened to a tropical depression. This is as it moves over western Louisiana. However, rain is expected to continue into Monday, and continuing the danger of flooding, some areas have received as much as 50 centimeters of rain, perhaps even more. The governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, and U.S. President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. This is VOA News. Police in Hong Kong fought with protesters as they broke up.